Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Did you get your flu vaccine yet? Did your children get their flu vaccines? Yes. My guest is Dr. Hank Bernstein. He's a member of the Committee on Infectious Diseases for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So, Dr. Bernstein, let's talk about this year's flu. What are we seeing out there in terms of influenza?
Thank you for inviting me, Melanie. We are seeing influenza on the rise. There's a lot of influenza B and influenza H3N2. There have already been a couple pediatric deaths, and there are some states where influenza-like illness activity is quite high.
Really, there have been some deaths now. So tell us, when you say influenza B, what is that? I mean, what differs, explain the differences, because obviously we know that flu, people say stomach flu, that's not really flu. We're talking about influenza. So what is the influenza B?
So remember that the influenza has multiple family members, and in fact, the influenza vaccine covers against two strains of influenza A and one strain of influenza B. And we know that influenza viruses cause serious illnesses that result in hospitalization or death. And we know that they're primarily affecting the breathing system, but they really can affect the whole body. And so it's really important, the best way to prevent influenza is for everyone to be properly vaccinated.
Now, tell us a little bit about this year's vaccine. Does it combine, you know, because for a few years back, we all waited in long lines for the H1N1 vaccine, and now they're combined. Tell us what's going on with the vaccine.
So the vaccine this year, actually, two of the three strains in the vaccine for this influenza season are different than last influenza season. That's why everyone from 6 months of age and older should be getting the influenza vaccine so that they can be protected against these three strains of influenza.
So does the vaccine protect you completely, or is there still a slight chance of you getting, you know, the flu even after the vaccine?
Well, there is always a possibility that the influenza virus can mutate or change on its own, so it's not a perfect match with those strains that are included in the vaccine. But most likely, the strains in the vaccine will cover those flu strains that are circulating in the community. And remember that there are two types of influenza vaccine available. There's one that's given as a shot, and then there's another that can be sprayed up the nose. So for those people that don't like to receive the flu vaccine as a shot.
Now, the one going up the nose, is that the live vaccine?
Yes, it's called live attenuated influenza vaccine, and it is sprayed up the nose, and it's recommended for healthy children and people 2 years of age through 49 years of age. And the strains that are covered in the vaccine that sprayed up the nose are identical to three strains that are included in the shot that's given into the muscle for children 6 months of age and older on through adulthood.
And how long are you protected with this vaccine? Is it a once-a-year thing?
It is a once-a-year thing for children beginning at 9 years of age and older. But for children 6 months through 8 years, some of those children, depending on their vaccine history, may actually need two doses to be properly protected against the strains of flu.
Okay, so you might need two doses. That's something that you definitely find out from your pediatrician at the time of your vaccine. Now tell us, Dr. Bernstein, if we get this type of flu that's going around, tell us first what symptoms that people might see, and then answer about, you know, Tamiflu and things like that. Do we want to keep some on hand? Is it one of those things? Does it work even? So first, the symptoms.
So first, the symptoms of flu, and everyone knows that it's primarily a breathing problem, and it can last for a week or more. Usually starts out as a sudden fever, usually above 101 or higher. People kind of get body aches and chills. They can have a headache and just feel a lot more tired and run down than usual. They oftentimes will have a sore throat along with it, as well as a dry hacking cough and, of course, a stuffy, runny nose. Young children may even throw up some or have some loose stools. And occasionally they can complain of an earache along with it. Now, of course, once you get the flu or once somebody has an influenza-like illness, then it's important to understand that the virus spreads through the air with coughing and sneezing, and particularly with touching. And so it's important that people try to avoid touching their eyes, nose, or mouth, and also use excellent hand washing when coming in contact with anyone. And the way to wash hands is actually to use soap and warm water for at least 20 seconds. Some people say just sing two verses of Happy Birthday, and that will be long enough to be properly washing your hands. If you don't have warm water and soap, you can also use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer, and that works quite well also. We want people to teach their children to cover their coughs. So you want to cough into your shoulder or into your elbow when you sneeze. So it's important for parents to show their children how to do that. Of course, if you use a tissue, you want to throw it away. You would not want it to be left around where someone else needs to pick it up and throw it into the trash. Obviously, utensils, forks and spoons, etc., should be all washed in hot soapy water or in the dishwasher. And obviously, no one should ever be sharing a toothbrush or sharing cups.
You know, and people don't think about towels. They put a bathroom towel, you know, on the sink, and maybe kids share it, or people come to your house. And really, when you think about it, all those people using the same towel after they've washed their hands, then they dry on the same towel. That's another way that people don't always think about. But now tell us about Tamiflu.
And that's also the same with the doorknobs and everything. So it really is important to keep things as clean as possible. Now, people should know that there is a medicine, Tamiflu, and another one that works the same way, that can be inhaled for those older than seven. And these drugs work best if the child gets them within 1 to 2 days of showing signs of the flu. So it's important that anyone, particularly with a serious health problem like asthma or diabetes, sickle cell disease, cerebral palsy, anybody that seems to have an influenza-like illness should be in contact with their doctor so that together they can decide whether indeed the antiviral drug would be of benefit to prevent the risk of complications. This particularly applies, by the way, to healthy children under the age of 2, who oftentimes end up needing to be hospitalized when they get the flu.
In the last 30 seconds here, Dr. Bernstein, your best advice for the flu vaccine and preventing the flu this winter?
The absolute, positively best way to prevent it is for everyone to get the influenza vaccine. And it's virtually recommended for everyone from 6 months of age on up, and everyone should get it not only to protect themselves, but to protect their children, and especially those who are in contact with young infants under 6 months of age who can't get the vaccine themselves.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Radio MD and Healthy Children. For more information, you can go to healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.